Introducing the WindowWise control panel. WindowWise offers a very easy-to-use interface that lets you configure all of its settings. Assuming WindowWise is already running, you can get to the control panel by pressing Control-backslash on your computer keyboard. Let's press that now to bring up the WindowWise control panel.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
The WindowWise control panel is divided into four sections. The first section is the settings tree, which is where we just landed. Once you have highlighted a setting to change, press the Tab key to move through the options related to that setting. The choices that you will discover depend on the item that you've selected in the settings tree. The third area has two buttons, which is the Save to Disk and Minimize buttons. Clicking Save to Disk or pressing Ctrl S will save any changes you have made to WindowWise to disk. That way, when you restart WindowWise, your settings will still be there. If you don't save your settings and you restart WindowWise, then any changes you made will be lost. Pressing the Minimize button will take you out of WindowWise and return you back to the application you were in before you pressed Control Backslash. You can press Alt-M to activate this button, or you can press the Escape key. Either one do the same thing. Running across the top of the WindowWise control panel is the menu bar. The menu bar has four options: File, Apps, Help, and the System menu. Before we start exploring the control panel, let me briefly explain about scope. Every single WindowWise setting can be global or per program. If a setting is global, then it will carry across all of your programs. For example, in previous sections, we've changed the keyboard layout, the screen and keyboard and mouse voices, and things like that. All of those have been global. Regardless of where you go in Windows, those changes will still apply. However, you can also have what's called a per-program setting. So let's say you're in a program that requires special settings. For example, you might be in a word processor, and you want to hear more punctuation than normal, or you want the computer to speak at a different rate, or you want to hear information about format changes and things like that. What you would do is set the scope of those settings to the program that you're running, and then change them. WindowWise will always use global settings unless the program that you're in specifically defines settings for itself. So let's say you're back in the word processor and you change some of the screen punctuation settings. Maybe you turn the keyboard voice on or off, and you set those settings to be per program. What will happen is when that word processor gets focus and you start using it, WindowWise will still use all of your other global settings like your speech rate, your keyboard layout, and things like that. But any changes you've made, say to the punctuation for that program, will only apply there. So when you leave the word processor, your punctuation and other settings will go back to whatever you set them to be globally, because you're not in that program anymore. Every single WindowWise setting can be toggled between global and program. Another good example is some self-voicing applications like scanning software. If you're in such a program, you can tell WindowWise to turn its voice off while that program has focus, so that you're not hearing overlapping speech. You can let your self-voicing application talk for you, and then as soon as you leave it, WindowWise will start talking again. And if you don't care about global versus program settings, then there's no need to worry about it. We just want you to be aware that WindowWise has this capability should you need it. So let's begin exploring this control panel. Let's first go to the menu bar by pressing the Alt key. This is the key immediately to the left of your space bar.
File F pull down.
You heard it said File, F, pull down. This is the File menu. And the F that we heard means that we can press the Alt along with the letter F to quickly get to this menu. The fact that we heard that this is a pull down means that there are items inside. So we can press either the down arrow or the Enter key to get into this menu. So let's do that now.
Open Settings. O, Control O, Dialog.
Okay, the first option is Open Settings. Oh, Control O, Dialog. Okay, what does all that mean? Let's break this item down into a few components, because you're going to see this very regularly when you use Windows. The first piece of information you heard was the menu item itself, Open Settings. The second was the letter O. That means that when you get to this menu, you can press the letter O to jump to and activate that menu item. The third piece of information we heard was the menu item's accelerator. An accelerator is just a keystroke that you can press from within the active window, not necessarily when a menu is open, to get to that option. So if I were to press Control-O in this case, while WindowWise itself is focused, I would get right to the open settings dialog. I wouldn't have to go to the menu bar, I wouldn't have to open the file menu and then get to open settings. I could just press Control O and that would open our dialog. The open settings option is used to cause WindowWise to open a settings file you may have saved. Generally, WindowWise will automatically load its settings files based on what you're doing and which program is focused. But there are some times when you might want to manually open a settings file yourself. Let's press the down arrow to move to the next option.
Save settings S, Control S.
Save settings S, Control S. This item lets you save any changes you've made to your settings. Notice that the second piece of information here was the letter S. That means when the WindowWise file menu is open, you can press the letter S to save your settings. Finally, the third piece of information was Control S. Recall that earlier we came into the WindowWise control panel and pressed Control S to save our settings. That's because Control S is this menu item's accelerator. Go down again.
Explore profile folder E.
WindowWise saves all of its settings in what's called a user profile. This is just a group of settings files and WindowWise apps that you might have installed. Opening this menu item will take you immediately to your WindowWise profile directory on your computer. So if you need to go in and make some changes, look at a file, things like that, you don't have to go hunt for it. All you have to do is go to the WindowWise control panel, press Alt-F to open the file menu, and E for explore profile.
Reset settings R.
Reset settings. This will reset your WindowWise settings back to what they were when WindowWise started. This doesn't set everything back to the factory defaults that we shipped. All it does is revert any changes you might have made to WindowWise since it started back to whatever's saved on disk. So if you made some changes and you find out, gee, I really didn't like what I just did, you can activate this menu item and undo those changes. Do note, though, that this will only work if you've made changes and haven't yet saved them. We recommend that you don't immediately save every single change you make until you're absolutely sure you like it. That way, if it turns out that you don't like it, you can reset your settings and try again. Let's down arrow again.
Factory settings. F dialog.
Factory settings. WindowWise comes with a number of settings files, which are just called set files, for various applications. When you installed WindowWise, it also installed a number of these factory set files for you. There are some times, though, when you might want to go in here. Let's say you've made some changes to the set files, and you want to revert them back to the factory defaults. You can open this dialog and do that. The most common reason, though, for going in here is if you happen to install a copy of Microsoft Office after you've already installed WindowWise. Let's briefly explore this dialog just so you have an idea of how to use it. I'm going to press the Enter key to activate.
Dialog Set File Manager. Please wait. 61% complete loading Set File Manager. Menu closed. Abream. Applications Access 2000. Status not installed. Factory version 1.1. Installed version Analyst View 1 of 72.
Okay, the first item we get to in the Set File Manager is the list of programs for which set files have been created. The number of set files that you have with your copy of WindowWise will probably be different from the number that come with my copy, but that's nothing to worry about. We can press the Tab key to move through this dialog, so let's do that now.
Information for Access 2000 and these set files are written for Microsoft Access in Office 2000. Read-only edit box.
The first thing we have is the read-only edit box that describes the set file's purpose. Depending on how much work was involved, you may see additional information here as far as how to use the set file, any changes you should make to the program before the set file will work, and so forth. So if you want to read more about these set files as you come across them, you can review this information by using your up and down arrow keys. Let's tab again.
Set files for Access 2000 Essence Access Point 000 not installed. Read only edit box.
This next box lists all the set files that make up this entry. Some applications may require more than one set file. I happen to know that Microsoft Access requires quite a few of them. So if you were to install the Microsoft Access set files, for example, then all of the files listed here will also be copied into your WindowWise profile. Let's tab again.
Install our button.
Next, we have the Install button. Pressing the spacebar here will install these set files.
Uninstall you button.
Tabbing again gets us to the Uninstall button. Pressing the spacebar will remove these set files.
Update D button.
There are times when we ship newer versions of set files for certain programs, but we don't automatically install them because doing so might overwrite any changes you might have made to your own copies of the set files. Pressing this button lets you update anything that might be out of date, and in that process, you'll be given the chance to save any changes you might have made to the set files so that they will still be there. Let's tab again.
Close button.
and we get to the close button. Pressing the space bar here will close this dialog. We could also hit the escape key from anywhere to close this. So let's say you just got a copy of Office 2010, but WindowWise is already installed. We'll tab again to get back to our programs list.
Applications Access 2000.
And I just silence speech by pressing the control key. And let's press the letter O until we get to Office 2010.
O. Office 2000 Word. Excel. Out. O. Office 2003 Word. O. Office 2007. O. Office 2010 Word. Excel. Outlook. PowerPoint status modified factory version 1.1. Installed version 1.136 of 72.
Okay, there's Office 2010. If I wanted to install these set files, I could tab over to the Install button, and it would install them. Then all of my Office 2010 applications like Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, all of those would work as I expect. Note that you can only have one version of the Office set files installed at a time. So if you have Office 2003, for example, Office 2007, and Office 2010, or any combination of them, you will need to pick which version of Office you want to use. But as you can see, this factory settings dialog lets you quickly install, uninstall, and change any factory set files so that you don't have to go and muck about with the files yourself. Let's exit this dialog by pressing the escape key.
Settings e-screen close.
Now let's go back to our menu bar by pressing Alt.
File F pull down.
And down arrow until we get back to where we were before.
Reset settings are factory settings. F dialog.
Okay, there's factory settings again. Let's down arrow once more.
Update outdated settings U.
Update outdated settings. There are times when you might be given a group of set files that were created with an earlier version of WindowWise. If you were to try to use these set files, you'd find that they won't work with the current version of WindowWise. Should this happen, use this option to convert any such set files to the format that WindowWise now reads and accepts. Let's down arrow one more time.
Exit WindowWise X.
Pressing Enter here will pop up a dialog asking if we're sure we want to close WindowWise. If you're sure you want to close WindowWise, you can press the Enter key here, or press the Escape key to cancel. And that's it for the File menu. Let's press the Escape key to go back to the main part of the menu bar.
File F pull down.
And let's press the right arrow to move to our next menu.
Apps a pull down.
Apps. WindowWise apps are miniature programs that WindowWise itself can run to do all kinds of things, from adding new features to WindowWise, to making a program more accessible, or really just about anything. Everything you would want to do with WindowWise apps is contained in this menu. However, we will explore this menu later on in detail when we get to the section dealing with WindowWise apps. So let's press the right arrow again.
Help page pull down.
Help. This is where you go whenever you want to get any help with WindowWise. Let's down arrow.
Documentation D pull down.
Documentation. Notice that here we have another pull down. We can press the Enter key to open that, and we see
Manual M.
Manual. This option will open the WindowWise user manual. Down arrow.
README R.
The README document contains additional information about WindowWise that you should read, especially if you're upgrading from a previous version. There's another document called the App Developer Reference, which is not visible right now, because we are not showing advanced options. But if we were, we would see this under the documentation section of the menu. So let's press the left arrow to move back to the main part of the help menu.
Documentation D pull down.
Now let's down arrow.
Remote assistance R pull down.
Remote assistance. Something new in WindowWise 7.5 is the ability to offer or accept remote assistance from somebody else. For detailed steps on how all of this works, you can visit our knowledge base at gwmicro.com/support. Down arrow again.
Speech and Braille Recovery S pull down.
Speech and Braille Recovery. Let's open this option with the right arrow.
Activate backup synthesizer.
There are some times when you might be without speech. For example, the synthesizer you were using stops working, you select a synthesizer that apparently isn't working or installed properly, or any number of reasons. You can choose this option to activate any synthesizer you've set as the backup. When WindowWise is shipped to you, DeckTalk Access 32 is already set as your backup synthesizer, but you can change that, and we'll show you where to do that in a few moments. So if you lose speech, go here to activate your backup synthesizer. Down arrow again.
Select synthesizer. S dialog.
Select synthesizer. This will take you down to the synthesizer selection part of the WindowWise control panel. Down arrow again.
Select Braille display. E dialog.
This will open up the Select Braille display section of the WindowWise control panel. And that's all the options in the speech and Braille recovery. So let's left arrow out of here.
Speech and Braille recovery S pull down. Tip of the day. T dialog.
We already saw how the tip of the day works when we started using everything with the Quick Start Wizard. So if you wanted to see more tips or turn the tip of the day on and off, you can activate it manually through here. Let's down arrow again.
Error reporting. E-dialog.
Error reporting is a feature unique to WindowEyes. Let's face it, no program is perfect. If something should go wrong, for example, WindowEyes crashes, or you lose speech, or something becomes very unstable, WindowEyes can actually detect this and collect all the information it needs into a report that you can then send to GW Micro. If you were to press enter on this option, and there was an error ready to be sent, then the error reporting dialog would open. This dialog just has a few options. You can enter some comments to describe what was going on when the error occurred, which is very useful for our engineers to help them better diagnose any problems. There's also a send error button, which will send the error to us over the internet. You can also delete the report if you decide you don't want to send it, and you can close the dialog. Also note that if WindowEyes generates an error, the error reporting dialog will automatically open the next time WindowEyes itself starts. So let's down arrow again.
Show advanced options V.
Show advanced options. By default, we don't show what's called advanced options, not only because there are quite a few of them, but we also know that many users don't really care. By default, we only show the most frequently used options in the control panel. This makes WindowEyes very easy to set up and get out of the way. If you really want to control absolutely everything in WindowEyes, then you would show advanced options. Once we run through a few of the control panel's screens, we'll go back here and turn advanced options on just so you have an idea of how fine-grained control you can get with WindowEyes. Let's down arrow again.
Check for updates. See dialog.
Check for updates. If you press enter here, you will be taken to the GW Micro website in your default web browser, and if there are any WindowEyes updates available, you can download them from that page. Let's down arrow again.
About WindowEyes. A dialog.
Finally, we have about WindowEyes. This dialog just gives some basic information about WindowEyes, such as who wrote it, its copyright, and what's probably most important to you as a user is the name to whom this copy has been registered, and your serial number. If you should need technical support from GW Micro, it's important to have this information on hand so that we can better assist you. And that's the final option in the help menu, so let's press the escape key.
Help page pull down.
And let's press the right arrow.
System pull down.
The options in the system menu let you resize the window so that it fits better on the screen, move it around, and so forth. If you primarily rely on speech or braille, then this menu probably won't interest you. So that does it for the WindowEyes menu bar. Let's press the escape key to exit that.
Menu closed. Screen closed 1 of 7.
Okay. We are back in the WindowEyes settings tree. We can see that there are 7 main categories. You can up and down arrow to move through these categories. So let's do that now. The item that's selected right now is also the first item in this list, so we can press the down arrow to move to the next one. First we have screen. Let's see what's next.
Keyboard closed 2 of 7.
Keyboard.
Mouse closed 3 of 7.
Mouse.
Hotkeys closed 4 of 7.
Hotkeys.
General closed 5 of 7.
General.
Braille closed 6 of 7.
Braille.
Devices closed 7 of 7.
And devices. Notice that after the name of the item, we heard closed. When you're in a tree view and you hear that an item is closed, that means that there are other items inside. In the case of the WindowEyes control panel, that means that all of these items are categories. So let's up arrow back to the screen item and see what's inside.
Braille, gen, hot, mop, screen closed 1 of 7.
Okay, so there's the screen item. Let's press the right arrow key to open it.
Screen expanded 1 of 7, 2 items.
Okay, so we heard that there are 2 items inside. Now, even though this tree view item has been expanded, it's still focused. So to get to the first item inside the settings tree, we need to also press the down arrow key. So to open an item, press the right arrow key, and then the down arrow key to get to the first item inside. Let's press the down arrow key now.
Voice 1 of 2, depth 2.
Voice 1 of 2. Also note that WindowEyes said depth 2. That means we are now in the second level of the tree view. Items related to the screen voice just appeared. So I can now press the tab key to get to each of these items. Let's do so now.
Make the keyboard and mouse voices match the screen voice checkbox checked.
This is a checkbox that has 2 states, checked or unchecked. To change the state of the box, just press the space bar.
Space. Unchecked make the keyboard and mouse voices. Space. Checked make the keyboard and mouse voices match the screen voice checkbox.
When this option is checked, any change you make to the screen voice now will also occur in the mouse and keyboard voices. If you uncheck it, then any changes you make to the screen voice will not be reflected in the keyboard and mouse voices. So let's keep tabbing to explore this part of the control panel.
Rate 30 up down edit box.
Rate 30 up down edit box. we can do one of several things in an up-down edit box. First, we can enter a number. So let's say I want the voice to be, oh, I don't know, how about 80?
80.
Then I can tab off.
Pitch re-up in the edit box.
And now the rate just changed. Let's shift tab to go back.
Rate re-up in the edit box.
I can also use the up and down arrow keys to move in single increments through this control. So let's press the down arrow key a few times.
79, 78, 77, 76, 75.
You could hear that the voice was going down. I can use page up and page down, which is in the six pack of keys right above my arrows, to move in larger increments. Let's press page down a few times.
65, 55, 45.
I can also press the home key to move to the minimum value that this box supports.
1.
Or the end key to move to its maximum.
100.
So let's press the page down key a few times until we get back to 30.
90, 80, 7, 6, 5, 4, 30.
There we go. And tabbing off of this control will take us to the next item.
Pitch 3 up down edit box.
Pitch. Again, this is another up down edit box. You can set the pitch here. Tab again.
Tone 9 up down edit box.
Tone.
Volume 9 up down edit box.
Volume.
Save to disk S button.
And then save. You can press the space bar here or control S to save any changes you just made. Let's tab again.
Minimize M button.
And one more time.
Settings eVoice 1 of 2 preview depth 2.
So let's go down one more time.
Other 2 of 2.
Other. Here's some other options for the screen voice. Let's see what we have there. Tab.
Blank lines off combo box 1 of 3.
Blank lines. Do we want to hear anything about blank lines? They're off right now, so when you encounter a blank line, WindowEyes just won't say anything.
Save to disk S button.
And that's all that's there for that option.
Minimize M button. Settings the other 2 of 2 preview depth 2.
As you can see, there are only a few options shown at a time, since we are not showing advanced options. I'm going to up arrow back to the voice part of the screen settings.
Voice 1 of 2.
And just to give you an idea of how much more control you can get with WindowEyes, let's enable advanced options for just a moment. To do that, press Alt-H, and then the letter V.
H. Documentation D pull-down. V. Menu closed.
Now let's see just how many more options we have when we tab.
Make the keyboard and mouse voices match the screen voice checkbox checked. Rate global toggle scope button.
Hey, that's new. Rate global toggle scope button. Recall that earlier I mentioned that settings can be either global or per program. Pressing the spacebar here will toggle whatever setting comes next between being global or for the current program. So for example, we just heard rate. That means that when we press the spacebar here, we will toggle the screen rate setting that we make next between being global or for whatever program we were just in before we opened WindowEyes. So let's press the spacebar here.
Space. Rate program toggle scope.
Okay, now it said rate program toggle scope. So now any changes we make to the rate setting will affect the last program we were in before we opened WindowEyes. Let's press the spacebar again.
Space. Rate global toggle scope.
And now it said rate global, so now the rate setting will apply everywhere. Let's keep tabbing through, just so you can see how many more options you have.
Rate global 30 up down edit box. Pitch global toggle scope button. Pitch global 3 up down edit box. Tone global toggle scope button. Tone global I up down edit box. Volume global toggle scope button. Volume global 9 up down edit box. Save to disk S button. Minimize M button.
Okay, so the only real difference to that screen was the toggle scope buttons were suddenly visible. So now let's go back to the voice part of the settings tree and let's see how many more options we have.
Settings eVoice 1 of 5 preview depth 2.
Wow, we have 5 now, whereas before we just had 2. So let's just down arrow quickly to see what else we have.
Punctuation 2 of 5.
Punctuation.
Other 3 of 5.
Other.
Repeat filter 4 of 5.
Repeat filter.
Line filter 5 of 5.
Line filter. Well, gee, if we're seeing so many more options in the screen part of this, how many more groups do we have now? We can left arrow out of the screen menu to find out.
Screen expanded 1 of 13, 5 items depth 1.
Alright, so we see that we have 13 items instead of just 7. So again, if you really want fine-grained control of WindowEyes, then you will definitely want to enable advanced options. So I just showed you that these options are here. We don't need them for the rest of this tutorial, so I'm going to turn them back off now by pressing Alt-H-V once again.
H. Documentation. V. Menu closed.
So now if I up arrow again, I see that...
Screen closed 1 of 7.
Screen 1 of 7. The WindowEyes control panel also offers you what's called context help on every single option in the control panel. To get context help, press the F1 key on your keyboard. To demonstrate that, let's go back to the screen voice section of the control panel by first expanding the screen option with the right arrow.
Screen expanded 1 of 7, 2 items.
And then down arrow to voice.
Voice 1 of 2, depth 2.
Now let's start tabbing and press F1 each time and see what happens.
Make the keyboard and mouse voices match the screen voice checkbox checked.
Okay, there's that option again. Let's press F1 to see what context help we have for it.
This checkbox toggles whether or not changes you make to the screen voice are also reflected in the keyboard and mouse voices.
Okay, let's tab again.
Rate 30 up down edit box.
F1 here.
Enter a number between 1 and 100 to set the screen voice rate. The higher the number, the faster the voice. The lower the number, the slower the voice.
Let's keep going.
Pitch 3 up down edit box. Enter a number between 1 and 9 to set the screen voice pitch. The higher the number, the higher the voice. The lower the number, the lower the voice.
And so on. So if you need additional information on how to use an item in the WindowEyes control panel, you can press F1 to get a quick one or two sentence reminder on how to use that option in the control panel. Another feature you'll find to be very useful, especially if you have advanced options checked, is the F6 key. The F6 key will move you in and out of the settings tree. So let's press F6 now and see what happens.
Settings eVoice 1 of 2 preview depth 2.
Okay, we're back in the voice section of the tree. Let's press it again.
Pitch 3 up down edit box.
And now we're back where we were. Press F6 again.
Settings eVoice 1 of 2 preview depth 2.
So let's press the left arrow key.
Screen expanded 1 of 7 2 items depth 1.
And one more time to close the screen option.
Screen closed 1 of 7.
Recall that in the help menu, there was an option to activate a backup synthesizer, select a new synthesizer, or a braille display. All of this is configured in the Devices node of the WindowEyes settings tree. We can either arrow to get to the bottom of the settings tree or just press the letter D to get there.
D. Devices closed 7 of 7.
Okay, there's Devices. Let's press the right arrow to open it.
Devices expanded 7 of 7, 2 items.
Okay, we have 2 items. Let's down arrow.
Synthesizers 1 of 2, depth 2.
And as before, let's start tapping to see what options we have.
Synthesizers DE Talk Access 32 WindowEyes List View 7 of 21.
Okay, we have 21 options in this list. Right now, DeckTalk Access 32 is selected. I'm going to press the letter E until we get to Eloquence.
E. Echo PC or GP 10 of 21. E. Eloquence 11 of 21.
Okay, let's start tabbing.
Eloquence Voices U.S. English Read List View 1 of 50.
Now, the options that you're going to find in the Select Synthesizer part will depend on the synthesizer you choose. For example, with Eloquence, we can actually choose individual voices within that synthesizer. Some other synthesizers may require you to set a USB or a COM port and any parameters associated with it, like the baud rate, parity, stop bits, etc. Let's keep tabbing.
Sound card default card combo box 1 of 3.
Both DeckTalk and Eloquence can actually come out a specified sound card, so if your computer has more than one, you can have WindowEyes speak out of whichever card you prefer. Let's tab again.
Activate C button.
If you were to press the Enter key while you're in the synthesizers list, that would actually activate this button. Let's go ahead and activate Eloquence and watch what happens.
Revert R button. Dialog synthesizer settings. Do you want to keep these settings? The new settings will be reverted in 15 seconds unless the Keep Changes button is pressed. Keep Changes K button. Default revert R button.
Synthesizer settings reverted. Synthesizers DE Talk Access 32 WindowEyes List View 7 of 21. Dialog WindowEyes.
There's always an inevitability that the synthesizer you choose is either not installed right, connected, or for whatever reason isn't working. So what happened was we clicked the activate button, WindowEyes switched to Eloquence and started speaking with it, and it told us that if we want to keep the changes, we needed to click the Keep Changes button. Otherwise, after 15 seconds had elapsed, those changes would be reverted, and WindowEyes would go back to the synthesizer we were using before. Since I didn't press anything within that 15-second window, WindowEyes went back to talking through the DeckTalk synthesizer. Also, take note of the beeping that we just heard. Those were progress beeps. If, for whatever reason, the synthesizer I choose isn't working, then instead of being out in the cold with no speech, all I have to do is sit there for 15 seconds and wait for WindowEyes to undo my changes. The beeping you heard is there to reassure you that indeed WindowEyes is counting that 15 seconds, so as the pitch of those beeps gets higher, the time you have to either keep or revert those changes is closing. If you find that the change you just made didn't work, then all you have to do is wait for 15 seconds and WindowEyes will start talking again. If you have advanced options enabled, then you have a few more things you can do with the selected synthesizer. For example, you can designate it as your backup. You can view the command line parameter to pass to WindowEyes to make it start with that synthesizer, and you can toggle whether or not you want WindowEyes to save specific voice settings for that synthesizer. That same 15-second window that you just saw with the Select Synthesizer option also applies when you choose a Braille display. Let's press F6 to go back to the settings tree.
Settings e-synthesizer is 1 of 2, preview depth 2.
So if we down arrow, we will get back to the Braille displays.
Braille displays 2 of 2.
And here we can do the same thing. We can choose a Braille display from our list. We can set up the port the display is connected to and any other parameters associated with it, and we can activate it. Feel free to explore and change the items in the WindowEyes control panel. We've designed the interface to be as easy and intuitive as possible so that you can quickly set up the options that interest you and get on with using your computer. So once you've finished exploring the WindowEyes control panel some more on your own, let's move on to the next section.